Here we have today another of those wonderful examples that we read in the lives of the saints, many saints, about miracles that occur. Miracles that occur because of faith, obedience of faith. So this woman, who apparently knew Eliseus already, calls him and tells him her husband has died. And they had two sons, but he left debts, and the debts had to be paid. Now, in those days, not that today it is absolutely nothing, but in those days, having a debt was very, very serious. And indeed, until the colonials came to America in the 16th century, 17th century, people in England, for instance, if they owed somebody something and they couldn't pay it, they were put in jail. Of course, they could not pay them in jail either, so that was the end of that. It was not a very nice or very slight thing. And it was the same thing in the Old Testament. They got it from there. They didn't just make it up. And so she was fearful because they were come to get her sons. And her sons would then become their servants and work for them for free for the rest of their lives, or until the debt was paid, which likely would not be. And so our Lord, through St. Eliseus, Elisha in other translations, Eliseus is the Latin, he tells her to go and get jars from all her neighbors, and with the little bit of oil that she has, put a little bit in each jar from her little bit. Now, she did not even have a full jar. And as she was doing it, all of them became full. And she had a lot of jars of oil. And so he tells her to sell it. And not only would she be able to pay the debt, but she also would be able to live from that oil for at least a while. He doesn't say forever, but a good while. And of course, the thing that is very, very striking here is that not only the miracle coming from God through Elisha, but the fact that the woman obeyed. Now, we saw this in a different way yesterday with Naaman the Syrian. He did not want to go and wash seven times in the River Jordan because they had better rivers in Syria than the Jordan. And his servant said to him, "What difference does it make to thee? He has asked you to do this. Very little. Do it and see what happens. Obey." The obedience of faith, which also needs to be shown in obedience in other situations in life. We cannot just do as we will. We need to obey God and His church. And so she had enough to last for a good while, however long that may have been. Maybe it was for the rest of her life. Who knows? It doesn't say here, but it doesn't say not. So, either way, it was a great miracle, but it was because she obeyed. She could have said, "What nonsense is that? I have this much oil, and you want me to fill up from that little bit 10, 20, 30 jars? No. And she didn't say that. She did as she was told. And that is the same for us. When we do as we are told, God will reward us. When we do not do as we are told, God will not reward us. And in fact, He may punish us. And then the gospel, of course, is very known to us. It's 70 times 7 times. And that is a very good thing because, obviously, all of us, in one way or another, some in greater, some in lesser, disobey God and offend God. And He gives the example of that which He asks us to do. If He says 70 times 7 times to them, then He will do not only that, but He will do even more than that. And so God gives us the example. And so thank God, especially through the sacrament of baptism initially, and through the sacrament of confession, which is not used nearly enough. And that's, of course, the woman not filling the jar, not using confession enough, is the woman not filling the jar. But through the sacrament of confession, God forgives us again and again and again. However, we must remember one thing, which is the teaching of the church. There are two punishments that are due to sin. The eternal punishment, which is hell, and then, of course, any offense against God deserves hell. Because God is almighty, and he is God, and we are not. We are his servants. We are his creatures. We must obey him or else. So that's the first thing. The eternal punishment, which confession does away with. But confession does not do away with the temporal punishment for sin. We still have to pay God back in some way or other. We need to make it up to him in some way or other. And of course, that is why we have penance and indulgences and prayers and so many things. And of course, at the end of life, if we have not finished paying back our debt, we have purgatory. Because we speak about this more than other times in November, the month of the holy souls and purgatory. But we need to pay back. The temporal punishment for sin does not go away when we go to confession. We still have to pay God all that we owe him. And since God is infinite, what we owe him is equally infinite. And so most of us, if not all of us, are going to spend a very nice long time in purgatory. Now, of course, since some people say that the end of the world is near, the ones that will not be a long time in purgatory are those who die close to the end of the world. Once the world ends, purgatory will end. And they will not pay their debt. They will have to pay their debt. But the pain will be so intense, so horribly intense, that they will pay their debt. It will be a million times more pain than they would suffer otherwise. So we need to pay our debts now. And we need to live holy lives now. And not only ask for forgiveness, but also forgive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.